to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God to be on this beautiful day that the Lord has created, the Lord that we serve, the God who created the universe. I thank God for being alive. I pray that you all had the opportunity to ask God to thank you for allowing you to see this beautiful day that He created. Thank God for the weather. Thank God for everything He do. You know God always creates everything beautiful for His people. Just like He did with Adam and Eve when He created the Garden of Eden. He allowed man to have an opportunity to inherit the blessing that He had created. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for His Son, our elder brother. Thank God for Jesus willing to give His body, soul, and spirit to the whole entire world. Thank God for being our Father, our Heavenly Father, that we can come to Him and bless Him. Oh God, that He can bless us as we could glorify Him. Bless the Lord with all my soul. I thank God for Jesus Christ. This morning, I thank God that we pray for our families. Our family that God created. You know, that's part of the church, the family. Thank God, the husband, the wife, the children, praise God, it represents the church. But I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. So I thank God for His love. And I thank God for everything that He is doing for us in this hour. But I want to say a prayer, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. Heavenly Father, you see the brokenness in our family, the misunderstanding, the hurts, and the distance that have grown before us. Excuse me. Between us over time, it's hard to face. But I know that nothing is beyond your power to heal. You are a God of reconsideration. And I ask for your healing hands to be upon us. Bring forgiveness where there is bitterness. Lord, let your peace replace every conflict. Let your love fill every space where division has taken hold. Soften our hearts and help us to see one another through your eyes with compassion, understanding, and grace. Help us to break unhealthy patterns that have caused pain and to create new legacy rooted in faith, kindness, and unity. Show us how to speak words that build up rather than tear down, and how to extend the same mercy to others that you have shown to us. Lord, we trust you to restore what has been lost and to create something beautiful in its place. Reunite us in ways that only you can, and let your presence be the foundation of our family. Thank you for your endless love and faithfulness, which give us hope for the future. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And I thank God that God created the family, the father, the mother, and children. But thank God that He is a merciful God, and a God of love, and a God of peace. I thank God for Jesus. You know, in the world that we are living in, as leaders in the body of Christ,
We need to ask God to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of His Word. When we give people advice, we need to make sure that the advice that you give them comes from God and not from your flesh. Because sometimes when we give people advice, we give them something according to our flesh. And like gossiping. You listen to the gossip, and then next thing you do, you want to give somebody wrong advice. For instance, if a woman comes to you and tell about her marriage and in her home, and the first thing you do, well, leave the man. You don't need him. He no good. But that's not God. What suppose she want her husband? We should give people righteousness advice when it pertains to God. Remember now, God created the marriage. God ordained the marriage that a man love his wife as well as the wife love her husband, but not to tear down or destroy the marriage that God created, but to cherish it, to love. Sometimes people have difficult time in their marriage, but you as a leader, you should always give righteous advice. Not wrong, but righteous advice when you give counseling to those couples to make sure that it line up with the Word of God. But I want to go to Proverbs, and I thank God for the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and I thank God for Solomon. Praise God, David's son, that God gave Solomon wisdom and how to conduct the kingdom. And I thank God how to give correct advice, wise advice to those who come to Solomon when they have issues or concern, praise God, of their life. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. That's why we got to be so careful when we give out advice to God's people. Praise God, because God going to hold us accountable as leaders, praise God, if we give them wrong advice. And I thank God, make sure it comes from God and not our flesh. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for His Word this morning. And Proverbs, the second chapter, starting at the sixth verse, I thank God, for the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. And I thank God. And I'll read again. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. From Proverbs, the second chapter. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for His Word. Because God is always, thank you, Lord, always in the present, always give us great advice, and we need to take heed to His advice. Praise God, way to come from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit tells you what is right and give you wisdom, praise God, to know how to ordain yourself, praise God, conduct yourself in a way to give people the proper advice when it's facing different situations. But in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I, too, was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. See, that's God talking to us. We are to keep His command and take hold to His word. We need to be the spirit of Mary, sit at the feet of Jesus, and ponder all these things that God is speaking to us in our spiritual heart. Thank you, Lord. God will never tell you anything wrong, but He will tell you what is right. And we, as God expects us, to do it likewise to our brothers and sisters on this earth. We need to give them proper instruction, proper wisdom, praise God, proper advice, praise God, to do what is right in the eyes of God. Not to be cunning, but to be wise. But I thank God, the Lord is telling us, even God telling us, I teach you how to know, how to say, how to ponder the words, and how to give correct advice to those who are seeking your wisdom, to seek your direction, praise God. So I thank God, and God said, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for his love, that the word of God never failed. God never failed when it comes to his word. The word of God is the one that will give you instruction, teach you how to walk aright before him, and give you the power of love, to love those who crush you, those who hurt you, those who forsake you, those who betray you. And I thank God for Jesus. The grace of God, of his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when it comes to giving people right advices. So I thank God for Jesus, for his love through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus always gives us parables when we read in the new book of the Testament. He always gives us parable. That's part of wisdom. That's part of his knowledge of giving us what we need to know and how to conduct ourselves when we give correct wisdom. But I thank God for Jesus, for his son. Thank God for God gave us his son, his only begotten son. I thank God that Jesus willingly to lay down his life on the altar that we can be saved, that we can receive the salvation, that we can receive the inheritance of the kingdom of God. So my brothers and sisters, let's not take God for granted. And most times people are doing that now. They're really taking God for granted. They're taking God like he ain't nothing. But trust me, when you hear the thundering and lightning, that's God speaking on this earth to let you know that his son is soon to come. And we better be ready when Jesus is coming for the one who is ready for him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, get hold to faith, but most of all, get hold to wisdom and get the knowledge that you need. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.